Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is I Am the Door. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I Am the Door, written and read by Emma Dancy. John 10:9-10 says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Why does Jesus call himself the door? In claiming that he is the door, Jesus is saying that he is the only way to heaven. He is the only way to receive forgiveness for sins. He is the only way in. The context of this verse is found just before Jesus makes the statement that he is the good shepherd. The original Greek word in Strong's Concordance is thyra, meaning a door. Jesus is referencing a gate to the sheep to enter through. Believers in Christ are the sheep in his pasture. He is our good shepherd who welcomes us in. A door indicates that not everyone can come inside. When we think about our modern day homes, most of us have front doors with locks on them. Those who we know, who know us, are welcome to come in, but we would never allow a stranger to come inside our house uninvited. Jesus is saying that he is inviting all people to himself. He is welcoming all people to come and knock on the door of salvation and receive his free gift. However, not everyone chooses to accept his invitation. Those who remain on the outside might see the door as offensive or exclusive, but in reality, the door is open for them if they knock. Luke 12:24-26 says, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, sir, open the door for us. But he will answer, I don't know you or where you come from. How do we find hope in the door? We as Christ followers can find joy in the fact that Jesus is our door. Luke 11:9-10 says, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. We will not be turned away from God when we ask Jesus to be our Savior. We have a guarantee that we will be accepted into the family of God, not because of anything we have done, but through his great grace. This brings great hope that we are received and loved. The door is open to us. We do not have to fear if we will be shut out when we make a mistake. God's grace is sufficient for us, and the door is always open for those who believe in Christ. This is true freedom. The empty tomb. There is an incredible connection in Jesus' resurrection to him claiming to be the door. Matthew 27, verse 60 says, "And laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock, and he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed." Jesus declared himself as the door, and the door of the tomb was later rolled away. Sin had no place to prevent the new life. We are welcome to come and see the evidence of the risen Savior. We are not closed out, but invited in. Not only that, we are instructed, just as the women at the empty tomb, to share the good news with others. Intersecting faith and life. Have you accepted Jesus' open door for you to enter his kingdom? If not, ask him to be your personal Savior today. Knock on the door of salvation and receive his gift to you. If you have made this decision, spend time thanking Jesus for making a way for you to be welcomed into the family of God. Further reading, Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, John 14, 6, Revelation 3, verse 20.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.